defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Well, welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Going to the lines themselves. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Oh, man, I got a casual friend that we kick around different issues. If he knows where I'm at politically and I know where he is. And lately he loves to, when I do speak with him, bring up gas prices and this and that and the other thing. And it's all Biden's fault. I said, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen in about another 2 weeks with gas prices right before Memorial Day and the holiday driving season? Happens every year. It's happened every year since 1972 when I started driving. And you're going to blame that on them too? They do this because they've gotten away with it for years. And in my opinion now, they're close to treasonous themselves, the oil companies, what they're pulling. This is a joke. We all know it is. Anyone who's really thinking. But every year around Memorial Day, around the 4th of July, Labor Day, what's up with that? Is that Joe Biden's fault too?
Yeah, you know, this argument about inflation, you know, and it's kind of textbook politics 101, but if there's high inflation, you blame the incumbent. And, you know, we've done that to Republicans and they do it to Democrats. My own view is that that's not what determines elections. And there are spikes in prices around Memorial Day, around 4th of July, Labor Day weekend. A lot of it has to do with supply, quite frankly. But here, let's face it, a couple of things, and food prices have spiked too, and that's separate from gas. And the two things I think we got to keep into account. One is inflation is on the way down. We believe it's peaked and it's on the way down, number one. Number two, what do you expect when both parties, including under Trump and under Biden, poured trillions of dollars into the economy? Why? Because if we hadn't, every restaurant in this country would have gone under. Most small businesses would have gone under. We provided money for them to maintain their payrolls. That's a lot cheaper and easier keeping a workforce than having people demoralized and all thrown out of work. They try to subsist the restaurants on takeout, that kind of thing. Now with vaccines and the success in masking and distancing, society's opening up again and inflation's coming down, number one. And of course, there's the war in Ukraine, where we have a vested interest. The Ukrainian people are good people. And more importantly, they are the buffer zone to Europe. They're in Europe. And if the Ruskies get away with this, they will go in and genocide people in Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And you may say, come on, Matt, I'll say read some history. They did it already from 1945 on, actually from their pact with Hitler, 1940 on. They did it in the 1790s when they partitioned Poland. Ukraine was part of Poland. They do it all the time. They are genocidal murderers. That is their culture. That isn't to stain all Russian people, but that is their culture, is genocide and fraud, sadism and theft. And we are standing up to that by arming the Ukrainians, who are performing magnificently. And that costs money. Okay, Biden's doing exactly the right thing, and something like two-thirds of the people in the country think he's doing the right thing. In other words, the things that spark inflation, the actual policies behind them, are supported by two-thirds of the country. Obviously, nobody likes inflation. I don't either. Nobody likes taxes. I don't either. But they're the price of living in a civilized society. The other thing, Dick, is that unemployment right now is lower than in any time since 1968, 54 years ago. Unemployment is lower. The best welfare program is a job. The best welfare program is a job. This keeps people off of public assistance. Full employment does. Employers are advertising for employees. Walmart is starting first-year truckers at $110,000 a year. A few years ago, they were cheating them, basically. All of the big companies paid them peanuts. It's supply and demand. You've heard of it. It's supply and demand. We need truck drivers because of the supply chain congestion. Well, pay the truck drivers. Pay them. It's tough work. Pay them. And we're paying employees. So you got to look at the economy has never been healthier in recent memory. Yeah, there is some inflation and there's reasons for it. COVID and Ukraine. Okay. Okay, so what? How about World War II? Even the Vietnam War. Okay, but the fact is that this is not the Vietnam War. This is more like World War II, standing up to a Hitlerian genocidal pervert named Putin. So I think what you can do is you can tell people, look, you talk about inflation. All right, inflation. What is it about the causes of the inflation that you oppose? And no one's going to say anything. They believe in COVID relief. They believe in arming Ukraine. They believe in hard infrastructure. They believe in it all. They believe in it all. Going back to the lines, looks like we have some people on the lines. We'll start with Wisco Paul, and I'll go in order. What's in mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Dick is right that gas companies always raise their prices before holidays. They always have it, gouge the public. But I guess if you're petty enough to blame that on Biden, you know, the bottom line here, I can just sum up the Republican Party pretty much in one word, and Trump. They're corrupt, a totally, totally corrupt party, sold out to a Cheeto Jesus dude named Trump, and they don't care. You said it in the last hour, it's all about power. And they're going to look at anything to tar and feather Biden. Doesn't matter how good things are going, they're going after him. You know, when you get right down to this whole thing, they've instilled, because it's an illegitimate Supreme Court, and they're looking for some poor clerk. That's not legitimate. They shoved that down the American people's throat by not given Garland. Hey, I'm going to go on and on. The bottom line is the Republican Party doesn't care about anybody but themselves. They're just Trump-like. Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself when it comes right down to it. So I don't know what you're going to do when you got a whole political party following some guy that's totally corrupt. And I'm going to get really off the edge here. If Trump was the president right now, you wouldn't have the problem with the war, because he just would have let Putin do whatever. I mean, come on.
Right. Anyway, Trump said he would withdraw us from NATO. and then they'd be in Poland right now, and they just walk right in. No, you're absolutely right. Thanks very, very much. And the most disturbing thing, and it's showing up in Georgia with the Jody Tice election right now, is that they are going to change the votes. They will alter the votes. They've said they'll alter the votes. Their nominees in Michigan have said it. And if Jody Tice wins in Georgia, he said it. Stalin did that. We're going back to the lines. Dan of Madison, you're next. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Dan.
Morning, Matt. I was just thinking about, you're talking about the economy, and you mentioned like how Walmart, you know, starting out truckers are being hired at like 100,000. And it's true, the economy is doing very well. But just something to think about for all the people, all the listeners out there, when was the last time that our public servants actually got a decent raise? I'm talking like teachers, you know, starting wages for teachers are still about 30,000. Why would you spend, you know, 4 years in college to go teach students when you can start off at 100,000 to drive a truck?
Right. That is a profound statement. In other words, everybody so far is talking about private sector employment, but go back to Act 10, even go back before that to the QEO, the Qualified Economic Offer that Thompson rammed through when he was governor, that no matter what teachers did, they were only going to get a 2% raise, which was inflation. They have not gotten a real raise net of inflation in 40 years, certainly 30, 35 years. Public employees in general, Walker got rid of the merit system, civil service system. He corrupted the state. And the Republican Party succeeded in having people attack public employees and attack teachers and say they're bad. Are you kidding me? You know, education, public education is the basis of a democracy. It wasn't too long ago in this country when people didn't go on after eighth grade, certainly after high school. Now you have tremendous educational opportunities. Republican Party is attacking that. You're absolutely right. Thank you. The lines are still alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. Be back to you right after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the line. CJ of Stoughton, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? CJ of Stoughton.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I like to speak facts. We're living in a Democrat world. All we need, the Republicans and independents, is to see the Democrats' failure, the Democrat, progressive, liberal, socialist, Marxist failure. Commander Cut and Run saw, we saw what happened in Afghanistan, and so did Putin and Russia. And you spoke of inflation like it's nothing. He's reached a 40-year high. You said inflation's coming down. Well, that's because they got to raise interest rates, and they're going to skyrocket. You said the border. I say crime. I say all these things. All we need to do is watch the Democrats' performance and its failure everywhere you look. And I tell you what, it's about time that we finally do something about our military. And how about the border, Matt? You watch the border and Mayorkas, the failure there, and he says it's under operational control. How about that? They consider this success, Matt. This is a success at the border to the Hunter Biden administration. It's all weakness, and we don't need anything but their control. We see it in the grocery store. We see it at the gas pump. We see it overseas, this party, we aren't safe with the Democrat president, period. We're not. And America sees it. We feel it. And if you have a child in the military, I'd be terrified with this commander cut and run. He doesn't know what he's saying.
CJ, let me respond. You put through a whole buffet of tasty morsels for me to respond to. First of all, we did have a president cut and run. His name was Donald Trump. In Afghanistan, he cut and ran. He recognized the Taliban, invited them to Vienna. He was going to invite them to Camp David. He cut out the Afghan government, negotiated with them. They're terrorists. Negotiating with the Taliban is like negotiating with Hitler, ISIS, or a drug cartel, or Iran. And he pretended to negotiate with them. They made him tell the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS types from a jail in Afghanistan, and then when he was president, and then they all went out to kill people. Then he announced we were cutting and running on May 1 of 2021. Biden came in, and he didn't cut and run. He said, we're not getting out by May 1. We are going to turn it over to the Afghan government. We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years. John McCain had said, maybe we'll have to be there for 100 years. Well, no. You can't save their people from their own depraved culture. They have a depraved culture of sectarian murder. And unless you bomb them all and commit genocide, and we don't want to do that, we got out. Could it have been done better? Yes, I would agree with that. But Commander Cut and Run was named Donald Trump. Number two, Commander Cut and Run was Donald Trump in Europe. He promised Putin that he would withdraw from NATO. He claims that you can't prove that. Putin thought we were coming out of NATO. And guess what? Trump said, NATO, we have to reconsider whether we should be in NATO. And then you know what he did. He kept undermining NATO and the EU. And if he'd been president now, the fact is that there have been no weapons going to Ukraine instead of the heavy weapons we're sending. And they'd be in the, quote, Russian-speaking parts, end quote, of Poland and Estonia. Donald Trump was a traitor and he belongs in prison. When it comes to the economy, inflation is up. It's on the way down because of COVID in Ukraine. Unemployment is lowest it's been since 1968. And higher wages can also produce some inflation. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want to raise and there's going to be no inflation. People pass on the costs to the consumer. Okay, there are other people on the line, so I'm going to go to them. Thanks for calling in. Millie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Millie?
Hi. I want to say that inflation is a global problem. Inflation right. is not just happening independently in the U.S. So whomever, you know, wants to go on about inflation, it's like open your eyes. It's a global problem. But the reason I'm calling, I want to discuss the leak from the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, for America, for Americans, and maybe even for the world, because what happens in the U.S. Often affects the world on some level. But we can no longer look to the U.S. Supreme Court and its current makeup to protect our constitutional rights. So with this decision, this leak, this draft, basically what the Supreme Court is indicating that they will no longer protect our U.S. constitutional rights. And so that leaves the legislature and executive body, bodies to enforce our rights. So if people don't understand how important it is to get out the vote, to try to get rid of these radical rights folks that, you know, the Kochs, Alec, et cetera, have worked for the last 50 years to put in and basically take over our government, people better start thinking about how important their constitutional rights are and just look at Hungary. Thank you.
Billy, that was profound and very articulately stated. And I just want to revisit the two things. One on inflation. It is a global phenomenon, and it's not by accident. During COVID, governments had to support the people of their country, and that took money. And then the Ukraine war and defending Ukraine and helping them resist the Russians takes money. And then in addition to that, there are ebbs and flows in international commerce. Right now, some pressures from China, the supply chain blackup, and so forth. You put all of that together, it's a mixed stew of stuff, and there is global inflation. The good thing in our country is we have the lowest unemployment since 1968. So that's a very good corrective you did about the global nature of inflation. With regard to the Supreme Court, are you right on the money? We talked about that a fair amount in the first hour. Supreme Court has yielded its legitimacy, and legitimacy was its only enforcement mechanism. People had deep respect for the Supreme Court. They might say, well, I don't agree with them, but blah, blah, blah. People no longer think that, and that's dangerous because the Supreme Court doesn't have a police force and doesn't have an army. It is seen as an arm of the Republican Party. And what the Supreme Court has done in this is strike at the heart of our Constitution. And I said in the first hour, there's one member now of the Republican Party who's saying now they should reverse Brown versus Board of Education. They should reverse Griswold versus Connecticut, which is the one that said you could use contraceptives without having to prove that you're married and over 21, which is what they had in Connecticut in the early 60s. And they want to overturn the decisions that struck down a Texas law that regulated what sexual activity you could and couldn't enter into between consenting adults in your own bedroom and who you can marry and so forth. We're going to a break, but they have attacked the very basis of privacy in our Constitution. The lines are open. If you're on the line, don't hang up. I'll get back to you. 844-967-2789. Back. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. We'll start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, the usual mishmash of CJ's, you know, the talking points. I mean, we hear the same ones every day, but I don't know. He probably doesn't know what Marxist actually means, but the actual definition of it. And you hit the points right on the head there that, you know, Trump freed the terrorists over, had the terrorists freed over in Afghanistan, and those might have been the men who launched the attack that killed the 13 servicemen during the evacuation. So, I mean, enough of that. That the Republicans, you said they've laid their cards out on the table, what they plan on doing if they go into power again. They want to get rid of Social Security. They want to get rid of Medicare. Ron Johnson and Rick Scott both want to do that. Rick Scott, who's the largest Medicare fraudster in history up to when he testified and said, no, he didn't testify and gave the old Fifth Amendment however many times, that it's ridiculous. And it's... And the John Durham investigation going after Michael Sussman, if I have that name right, that what the guy did or not testify before the FBI, Durham is saying, well, he lied to the FBI. He wasn't completely forthcoming before the FBI. Well, how many of Trump's cabinet appointees got trotted out and were not honest before the FBI, were convicted? Michael Flynn convicted of treason, and what kicked this whole thing off, let's remember, back in the spring of 2017, if I've got that date right, that Trump wanted Comey to drop the investigation of Michael Flynn. You know, oh, let him go on this Russia thing. Well, why would Trump even ask that if there wasn't something that he was afraid was going to come up with the whole Russia thing?
But Mark, here's the deal. The Republican Senate and the majority at the time had a investigation, and they said there was Russian collusion. These are the Republicans, and Comey was investigating him for Russian collusion. Mueller, frankly, took a dive. He didn't follow up on that. He's a Republican. I don't have a lot of respect for Mueller or Comey. And when we talk about Sussman, Sussman appeared before the FBI because he personally was concerned about what was happening, and he gave them truthful testimony. And then they asked him, are you here in your capacity as a lawyer for any client? And he said, no, that was truthful. He was there because he wanted to be there. He did represent Democratic organizations, and they knew that. They knew that. It's a subjective decision as to what his motivation was to go in there. The Durham investigation is a fraud. I would frankly start a grand jury to investigate Durham. This is enough is enough. Crooked William Barr, lying William Barr, the attorney general, appointed him as a special counsel, as an interrogator. He can be fired. I'd fire him, put in somebody else and say, is there anything there? And then get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. Thanks for calling in. Andre of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Andre of Milwaukee?
Good morning, my friend. Listen to your show every morning. It's a good show. Love it. I got one question for you, and I want to hear your opinion. When do you think it's time for the Ukrainians to go to on the offensive and push the Russians out? Because they can't just sit there and defensive. They got to go on the offensive to push them out. That's all, thanks.
Yeah, no. That is the nub of this whole thing, and that is a very profound statement. And here, here's the way to do it. The Ukrainians are great fighters. Russia, you know what Russia is doing is trying to destroy its wheat crop, all its food. There are going to be people starving in Africa and the Middle East as a result of this. Ukraine is one of the big food producers in the whole world, believe it or not. So right now, Ukraine is asking Biden for several things: anti-ship missiles, much better drones, and rocket launchers, multiple rocket launchers with 100-kilometer range instead of like artillery, which is half that. 100 kilometers is about 60 miles. They're called HIMARS, HIMARS multiple rocket launchers. Jason Crow, Democrat of Colorado, met with the Ukrainians and passed this request on to Biden. They want what we call Harpoon anti-ship missiles. And then there are 12 million tons of food in Odessa ready to export to Africa and the Middle East, and Russia won't let them out. They won't let them out. They won't let food out, for God's sake. Okay? Well, here's the deal. And I say this to Biden right now. Give them the Harpoon anti-ship missiles. And some of the people are going, well, you know, Ukraine doesn't have a navy, so how can they deploy them? They deploy them from the shore. They sunk a battleship with a missile that came out of the back of a pickup truck. Okay? So get them. They will sink some ships. Ukraine has now mined the harbor in Odessa so that they can't do an amphibious assault against Ukraine. But they're sitting there blockading food. This food goes around the world. It doesn't go to the United States. It goes to Africa and the Middle East. In Asia, these people have to eat. Many of them do not have a lot of food saved up. Some of them don't have any food saved up. I think they should take it to them, and I'll tell you what. This just out is a fascinating thing. 12 generals have been killed from the Ruskies by the Ukrainians, and it turns out that the CIA gave their position coordinates to the Ukrainians. CIA knows where everybody is over there at any time. They know where Putin is. They know where Lukashenko of Belarus is. They know where Lavrov is. They know all these people. Give them more coordinates. The butcher of Aleppo, the Russian sadist, the general who butchered the city of Aleppo in Syria, bombed the living hell out of it. And in Grozny, they bombed Grozny in Chechnya. He's done it to Mariupol now. They want to do it to Kyiv and leave. Well, you know something? Give his coordinates to the Ukrainians and give them the drones. And this guy's right there on the ground. He's got to disappear. And frankly, give them Putin's coordinates and Lavrov and Lukashenko. These are mass murderers And what they're doing right now, they've now breached the steel plant in Mariupol. And they have used chemical weapons over there in the past, phosphorus bombs. You have thousands of people huddled down like in a subway tunnel. They'll simply kill them all. It's a genocide. Ukraine can't have an economy if it can't export its food. Its big deal is food. It's wheat, a lot of other food. They're excellent at it. Their farmers are tough. They're out there in the fields, and they'll have a submachine gun while they're pushing the plow. I mean, you know, you think farming is tough. It is tough. It's very tough over there. Then they get their wheat to market. Odessa is a port on the Black Sea, and there are Russian ships like spiders sitting out there ready to sink anything that comes out. Take out those ships. Give them the Harpoon anti-ship missiles. How many times do I have to say it? We've been saying it a long time. Give them the HIMARS multiple missile launchers with 100-kilometer range. They could sit back and just absolutely pepper these troops, these sadistic, genocidal troops that are trying to get into Mariupol. And 12 Russian generals is a good start, but it's not enough. And there are other people. Give them the coordinates on where the Wagner group is, who are crusaders, they're mercenaries, and the Chechenian group, crusaders. I'll tell you something else, and this really frosts me. Germany now has said that when Sweden and Finland apply for NATO, they'll get fast-tracked, but there'll be a gray area when they're not quite in NATO and Russia's threatening them. Germany now said, we will defend them as if they were in NATO. The U.S. has said, we will respond to Russia if they try that. Why didn't we do that in Ukraine? We did from the U.S. perspective. We've given them a lot of weaponry, and the U.S. is not saying that it would send troops into Sweden and Finland. But why is Germany going, we'll defend Sweden and Finland as if they're in NATO, but not, you know, they're Nordic countries, but they're not Ukraine, a Slavic country. The Ukrainians are magnificent fighters, and they're loyal to the United States. They want to be in the EU. We got to step it up. And Andrea Mowacki is exactly right, a very profound statement. Help the Ukrainians take it to the Russians. Start feeling some pain on the Russian side in their cities. They've already had unexplained fires throughout Russia. Continue to give them everything they need, anti-ship and otherwise. And I would frankly give them air cover and stop the genocide. Thank you, Andre. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. I like your topic. On Ukraine, here's something that the American public has to realize about Russia. When they went into Afghanistan, they ended up turning tail with their legs between their tail and running the way the Afghans dealt with the Russians. So now here we are in dealing with Ukraine and Russia. The news has to report it in a positive way. You mentioned how many generals have been taken out. I don't know if I just turned on the show. So, but we know a lot of the statistics, how the Ukrainians have pushed them back. Now, Fox won't talk like that. Fox wants it to sound like Biden's got himself in a bit of a pickle or a big mess. He doesn't. We are going to win the war for Ukraine. It's very, very possible, but we've got to get the united group of Americans for pushing for Ukraine. I'm sorry, I'm struggling with my words this morning. But the point is, if we rally around Ukraine and Ukraine wins, which I think they're going to, a lot of things are going to get accomplished. Biden will get credit for it. And when it comes to 2024, I think the election's going to look maybe very good for him. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is a phenomenon that has occurred to me. I'm sure it's occurred to other people. Biden had very low approval ratings, but among other things, something like, 60% of the people thought he was not being aggressive enough in supporting Ukraine. When he started picking up the pace, when he started giving a lot more heavy weapons to Ukraine. He went down to Alabama and spoke to the guys working at a Javelin factory, the Javelin of these anti-tank missiles that are going to Ukraine. He's gone up 5 points. I think that the tougher he is on the Russians and the stronger he is in supporting Ukraine, he's going to go up in the polls. And then remember, there's an old adage in politics. You can't beat somebody with nobody. You can't beat somebody with nobody. So that any incumbent president takes heat. I don't know if people know this. They've been polling since Roosevelt. Every year, about 30% of the people in this country want to see the president impeached, any president. Roosevelt, Reagan, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They want to take him out. And the truth of the matter is, you're always going to have some sore heads. So what? So what? I think you're right, Bill. I think 2024 may be shaping up a lot better than we think. Going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an amazing audio recording of Kevin McCarthy just surfaced. And by the way, I'm not talking about the recording that says that he denied that he said things about Trump and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that we covered that in the past. This is a new one. And in it, Kevin McCarthy is saying that he worries that the 25th Amendment would take too long to remove Trump from office following January 6th. And then he says, what the president did is atrocious and totally wrong. This is Kevin McCarthy in his own words. In his own words. Quote, he's worried that the 25th Amendment would take too long to remove Trump from office following January 6th, what the president did is atrocious and totally wrong. Now, so far, he hasn't had a chance to say whether he denies saying it. Some of the other ones, he said he denies saying it, then he changes that he has no recollection. And then everybody, including him and Moscow Mitch, thought following January 6th that Trump was toast and that finally they were rid of him. Well, the polls came out and Trump wasn't toast. Now, remember one thing. In the polls since Roosevelt to the present, every year, 30% of this country would like to see the president impeached, any president. Roosevelt, Eisenhower, JFK, Reagan, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden. Doesn't matter. There's always 30% that doesn't want him. What Trump has is the 30 to 35% MAGA base of the Republican Party. The problem is that that's a big number in a primary, not in a general election, but in a primary. In a primary, only Republicans typically are voting, or Republican-leaning independents. And if you have 30% of them, and remember something, to get to 30 overall, there's probably a lot more of them in the Republican Party, you're going to win a nomination, and you're going to have people running who are frankly grotesque. There's a guy in Ohio who upset the Republicans and won a primary. I think he's running against Marcy Kaptur down there. He's a big kind of grizzly, kind of violent looking guy. He has a TV ad, honest to God, where he kicks open a door, bursts into a room with a submachine gun. And a lot of violent noise and shouting, I will kick open doors and I will take care of business. You want that guy in Congress? I mean, I don't care if you're Republican or not. You want that guy in Congress? This is unbelievable, Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz in Florida, remember, he's under federal investigation for trafficking of a minor, right? Here's what he says after the Alito Roe v. Wade draft opinion came down. This is Matt Gaetz, a direct quote. Quote, how many of the women rallying against the overturning of Roe v. Wade are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly returned from protest to a microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble masses? There's a guy who's accused of trafficking minors. And he's in Congress, and he's going to win the Republican nomination again, and he's going to get elected. Okay? So you have that idiot That's his opinion of Roe v. Wade, which is a shot just at women. And then you have this clown, grotesque clown in Ohio. He's really a he looks like a motorcycle gang leader with a submachine gun. This is his ad, kicking open a door. He kicks open a door and he comes bursting in. When I saw this thing, and this was obviously just a video of it, you sort of jump up in your chair like, this guy comes through the door. I mean, come on. These are the kind of guys they have. And I am starting to bet, I hope, that people are deeply offended by this. There was a woman named Carolyn Granville that just won a state assembly seat, a Democrat, in a Trump area, 20% for Trump. Because the guy she was running against was so abusive. Here's what he said. I'm not kidding. I'm quoting from a debate that he was in. He goes, I have two daughters, and I've told them, if you're ever raped, lie back and enjoy it. This is what a guy says about his own daughters. I think that's he's abusing his kids, quite frankly. He finally got beaten by this Granville, who is really a very, very impressive person. I saw her interviewed. The Republican Party is not just corrupt. It's gone to the, and it's not just going to alter votes, but it's presenting grotesque, violent, hateful people. And some of them are still getting elected. The way they get elected is they get nominated, and a lot of Republicans don't want them. But once they're nominated, people do not vote for the Democrat. So be aware, vote. Go to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Yeah, with the, you know, the Roe decision coming out, one thing we need to remember, in 2016, 53% of white women actually voted for Donald Trump. So right. there's something in the messaging there where, you know, we need to do a better job next time around here. You know, he wouldn't have had the opportunity to pick two or even three justices. So we need to be very careful on how we message going into the midterms here and make sure that that's not going to happen again. So as upset as everyone is, you know, a lot of this was put in motion because that's how people voted. The other thing is with the decision itself, you know, the idea that they're going to overturn, you know, stare decisis or precedent is crazy. And if that's the path we're going to start going down, I mean, do you start looking at, you know, Madison versus Marbury, right, where they basically gave right. themselves the ability to say if something was unconstitutional and they pulled it completely out of thin air.
Right.
So
well, not
I
only
mean,
that, somebody just came out of the Republican Party and proposed that they overturn Brown versus Board of Education. Other people have proposed, you know, that got rid of segregated schools. Other people have proposed they get rid of the protection for contraception. Enough's enough. They have gotten their nose in people's business, and people are not going to tolerate it. Thanks for calling, Robert. We're going back to the lines. Bob of the East Coast, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's on your mind?
Morning, Matt. Good to talk to you again. When we talk about unemployment, Matt, I just need to point where when we talk about inflation, we need to talk about the ratio of incomes of the chief executive officers to the average employee. I think the number I recently heard was about 300 times more for the CEO than the average employee. Secondly, we need to take a look also at black unemployment versus the whole population, and it's higher for the African American than for the whole population. They also suffer a phenomenon called last in, first out. So when I looked at a graph of the unemployment rates just after Reagan took office, the black unemployment went up substantially. It spiked.
Yeah, those are excellent points. And thank you for calling, Bob. The truth of the matter is the disparity between executive pay. Some of these people with stock options will get 50, 60 million bucks a year or more. And African-Americans still take the brunt of it. Fortunately, right now, there is full employment, really, the best since 1968. But that's a very, very good cautionary statement. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Thanks to everybody for calling in. Great callers. Matt Flynn, direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Such a new waste. Rise alive.